The Fizz Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Foundations as Extensions of Corporate Reach. Foundations created by corporations and the super rich are multi-headed monsters of tax havens and public relations that combine to whitewash a story for the people down below that makes us swallow rather than spit. The latest examples have Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder and world's richest man, claiming to make climate change his thing, and BlackRock, the super-sized private equity firm with $7.4 trillion under thumb, trying to carve a place for itself in philanthropy. Yes, it's hard not to spit, isn't it? But wait, there's a kernel of truth that's escaped from this mass of puffery. The new head of the new BlackRock Foundation, without thinking, became totally transparent in describing the planned pursuits of their new foundation as an extension of what the firm does. What BlackRock does too often is rip and run, or perhaps more accurately, wreck and ruin. Their CEO, Lawrence Fink, has been collecting newspaper clips of his statements that make BlackRock claim to stop investing in companies that don't at least genuflect in the direction of climate change and is tilting towards gulping down companies with better social and environmental records. Thus far, it's mostly talk while we look for action. BlackRock has another foundation that claims to build savings tools for lower-income individuals. It is painful. This is the same company hoarding formerly foreclosed properties for rent and resale and helping change the entire real estate market in cities like Memphis. In fact, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Most of their foundation is being funded by its half of its $600 million stake in PennyMac Financial Services. PennyMac is a straight-line successor to predatory lender Countrywide Mortgage. Public integrity was clear in a 2013 analysis of all the subprime execs who've made comebacks and reruns once people could pretend to have forgotten the Great Recession. PennyMac, a fast-growing company founded by former Countrywide Home Loan CEO and IndyMac director Stanford Curlin, is a sprawling concern that earns fees by originating loans in call centers and online. It consists of two intertwined companies, a tax-free investment trust that holds mortgage investments and an investment advisor that manages the trust and other investment pools, among other activities. PennyMac buys loans from pre-approved outside sales offices, bundles them, and sells off the slices. The company manages other people's mortgage investments, collects borrowers' payments, and forwards them to investors. It forecloses on properties and amasses portfolios of loans and mortgage-backed securities as investments. Tell me this doesn't sound like a late-night horror movie coming back at us again. BlackRock is probably exiting this investment and hiding in a tax haven foundation to prevent reputational and financial damage when the whole thing explodes again. As for Bezos, Amazon is now ranked in the top 200 companies and being the most globally to impact climate change negatively. Groups of his workers have been organizing, demanding he and Amazon address climate issues and their impact on the destruction within the company. His ex-wife just pledged to offload most of her share in the great giveaway with Gates, Buffett, and the gang. The article in the Times about the Bezos Earth Fund said it was unclear what they wanted to do. Not really. All these projects start as clear expressions and extensions of their corporate interests. Just as the new exec said, we again will take the hindmost. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.